Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic. And welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, where we dissect life's craziness one mindful step at a time. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can literally change the game. Living in the present moment. You know, ever feel like you're stuck on a hamster wheel? Running from yesterday's worries to tomorrow's anxieties. We're all guilty of it, right? Our minds are constantly buzzing with what-ifs and should-haves, missing out on the beauty of this very second. But trust me, there's magic in being present and savoring those little moments that make life truly amazing. So let's get down to brass tacks. 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of living in the now. First things first, awareness is your superpower. Start paying attention to what's happening right this second. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, hear the birds chirping outside, or even just notice the taste of your morning coffee. These tiny details are often overlooked, but they're the building blocks of a present-minded life. Second, ditch the mental time travel. Dwelling on the past is like reliving a bad movie you can't rewind. It doesn't change anything. And fretting about the future, that's just setting yourself up for unnecessary stress. You know that feeling when you're so worried about something that hasn't even happened yet? It's like living in your own personal anxiety movie marathon. Nope, let's break free from that cycle and stay grounded in the here and now. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Think about all the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a loving family, a cozy home, or even just a sunny day. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, happiness becomes a whole lot easier to find. Fourth, mindfulness meditation is your new best friend. It sounds intimidating, but trust me, it's not rocket science. Just find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath for a few minutes each day. Don't judge your thoughts, just observe them as they come and go like clouds in the sky. This simple practice can do wonders for your ability to stay present and calm amidst life's chaos. And lastly, remember that being present isn't about ignoring the world around you, it's about experiencing it fully. Engage with people, savor every bite of your meal, and truly listen when someone speaks. When you're present, life becomes a vibrant tapestry woven with joy, wonder, and genuine connection. Think about that time you were so engrossed in a book that the world around you faded away. Or maybe you remember that hike where you were completely lost in the beauty of nature. Those moments are prime examples of living in the present. We're not talking about becoming robots or ignoring our responsibilities, but rather about finding pockets of presence throughout our day. So, how can we apply this to real life? Let's say you're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and stressed. Instead of letting your mind spiral into a frenzy of I'm going to be late, take a few deep breaths. Notice the sounds around you, maybe it's the hum of the engine or birds singing in the distance, and even try to find something enjoyable about the situation, like that catchy song playing on the radio. By shifting your focus to the present moment, you can transform that stressful experience into something more manageable. Remember folks, living in the present is a skill, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When we learn to be fully present, we unlock a world of joy, peace, and genuine connection. So, my challenge to you today, choose one thing, just one, that you can do this week to cultivate more presence in your life. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each day, taking a mindful walk in nature, or simply paying full attention during conversations with loved ones. And don't forget to share your experiences. Let me know what works for you in the comments. Until next time, keep that Stoic spirit alive and remember life is happening right now. Make it count.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.